Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio with hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use for July 13th in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is hour two of two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founders. We reject revolution, but stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast. Right at the end of the last hour, we talked about the FEC, that's the Federal Election Commission, has kept documents about Democrats and their foreign travel funded by taxpayers secret for years. People have tried to make FOIA requests about it. They've been shut down. Ethan Barton with Daily Caller has the details. And in that article, it says that three Republicans and three Democrats sit on the FEC. Kurt thought it was two and three. Did you get any answers on that, Kurt?
Still hunting the info.
Right, did you just type in FEC Wikipedia? If you do that, you'll get it quickly, probably.
Is that right? Okay.
You know.
And it's the Florida Federal Election Commission.
Yes.
Is what it means. And Wikipedia.
So anyway, there you have it. But while you're doing that, I don't know if you know, but there's a fact check out. And the question is, did Donald Trump Jr. commit treason? You want to answer that, Kurt? Now, the story really quick is that, hey, Donald Trump met with a Russian attorney. And he didn't disclose that to anybody. And they say that's criminal and that proves collusion with the Russians. Do you want to respond to this?
I think it's just more of that whole shenanigans that's going on up there, worried about something that shouldn't be messed with, and getting us off the eye off the ball, I think. But that's just my opinion.
But you'll never get it solved, Kurt, until you dig into Seth Rich, so.
Yeah.
Anyway, bottom line is I don't think it's collusion or treason at all. You got to actually look at the Constitution if you want to get a handle on this, Kurt.
Yeah, you're right about it being six members, according to Wikipedia.
Yeah, so there you go.
They've got 339 employees. They say by law, no more than three commissioners can be members of the same political party.
But I got an idea, Kurt.
Four votes are required for any official commission action.
What if you just shut it down? I mean, is there an FEC or a Federal Election Commission? Is that part of the Constitution, Kurt?
I have a real hard time finding it. It's probably in the unwritten part in the middle, you know, in between the lines.
So they're allowed to deny FOIA requests and just be secret, and we're going to make it a partisan discussion, although, you know what, it's staffed by three members of each. It's equal as you can get. But they're all covering up and creating secrecy, Kurt. Why don't you just shut that down and drain the swamp, Donald?
Amen to that.
He's not going to, Kurt. He's all talk. The Donald's all talk. He's now going, you know, I'll really be mad if they don't pass something on health care reform. I need them to get this done. It's all squarely on Mitch's shoulders. Mitch, you've got to do it, says Donald. And in my opinion, Donald could shut down government health care tomorrow by himself, Kurt. He doesn't need anybody else. Donald could also get together and publicly browbeat the Republicans one at a time by name and say, listen, you voted how many times? Somebody needs to write a document up. Take each member of Congress, the House. How many times did you vote to literally repeal Obamacare when we knew Obama was in charge and it would never happen? And you literally beat these senators up every day, these congressmen up every day in the news and say, look, so-and-so, I demand you vote for a strict repeal, Steve King style. You know what? Obamacare is hereby repealed by the end of 2018. Boom. And literally push and publicly, transparently, literally hold them accountable. Donald could do that too, Kurt. But all he's doing is he's acting like, oh man, Mitch, he's the guy. Folks, we elected 535 people in the House and the Senate. It doesn't all come down to Mitch, Kurt. So again, they're just spinning a lie and they're all talk. They're not serious at all. They're not serious at all that I see. There's a couple of good people that are serious. I would say Rand Paul. I'd say Mike Lee. I'd say Ben Sass. There's a few. But there's not even enough to make a difference. All right. I guess they're suing President Donald Trump. You say who? The Knight First Amendment Institute at Columbia University is suing Donald Trump, Kurt. Why? For blocking Twitter users from his, quote, at real Donald Trump account. So here's what happened. There's these people that are attacking Donald, and they're, you know, communicating with him on Twitter, and Donald blocked those people because he doesn't like their comments. They're all critical of the president. Now they're saying it's their First Amendment right to communicate with the president through Twitter. And for him to block them, you know what? That violates their First Amendment rights, thus the lawsuit. Your thoughts on that, Kurt?
That's going to go nowhere, my thoughts on that. But it's more of that whole shell game, you know, keep looking over here, looking over there, while nothing really gets done of the things that Americans are most interested in.
Yeah, it looks like 7 Twitter users are part of that lawsuit. It also names White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer and Dan Scavino, the president's director of social media. So that's kind of an interesting twist, and I agree with you, it's not going to go anywhere, but it'll sure muddy the waters. It'll sure create more scandal and defocusing of issues, for sure. All right, Kurt, are you ready for Facebook Messenger ads? USA Today says they're coming.
No.
How do you want more ads on Facebook, man?
I mean, a lot.
Don't these people understand less is more, Kurt? I mean, the radio industry went through some of this. You would think that at some point they would get it. But they don't. Facebook Messenger is going to roll out more ads. All right. Hillary Clinton's on Twitter herself, Kurt. And she's offering up Nasty Woman t-shirts for sale. Proceeds from the sale, of course, go to Planned Parenthood. The shirts are being sold by a group called... what is it? TBS? Is that... It's not... Anyway, TBS... That's the network that hosts Full Frontal with Samantha Bee. And anyway, they're funding Samantha Bee and Planned Parenthood with the t-shirts being sold. Hillary selling nasty t-shirts on Twitter. What do you think of that, Kurt?
Well, I couldn't think of a better spokeswoman for a nasty t-shirt.
You're not getting one of them for your wife, are you?
No.
Okay, good. Now, the reason I bring this up, though, is, again, this is just nothing but political sideshow stuff. So Donald called her nasty woman. Now she's going to take advantage of it and raise a bunch of cash. Meanwhile, Congress is stuck on stupid. They're not going to get anything done. And they're not even getting closer to defunding Planned Parenthood, Kurt. So while Hillary Clinton raises money for Planned Parenthood, Congress is stuck on stupid and can't defund it. Now, if you don't believe me, Donald Trump is trying to do some good, Kurt. He proposed a significant reduction in the budget for the EPA. Remember this?
Yep.
All right, so Donald said we're going to cut the EPA budget significantly, but now the House of Representatives is, well, they're not backing the Donald. Michael Bastetz writes the piece, House proposes EPA budget cuts that are 80% less than Trump requested. So that wording is kind of weird because it's 80% less than Trump reported or requested, but it's really 80% greater funding. So be careful with the wording here, right, Kurt?
Mm-hmm.
So now Donald says, I want to cut this thing 80%. I'm going to cut this thing to this level. Congress says, no, we're going to keep 80% of it. We're not even going to discuss it. So now forget the 80% differences. Now we're talking about a 20% cut versus nothing. The Democrats are going to push for nothing. Donald Trump has been taken out of the equation by the House, and now it's a 20% discussion at best, Kurt.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go.
So this is what I'm talking about. We're not getting anywhere with any efforts. In fact, now Republicans are stuck on stupid. They're now admitting it's going to take years, Kurt, to confirm Trump nominees. Go look that story up. It's going to take years to confirm Trump nominees. You know how many years it's going to take, Kurt?
Well, I suppose it just depends on how long they want to make it take.
Well, it'll be no doubt longer than Donald's even in office. In other words, it ain't going to get done at all.
It's amazing.
So it doesn't matter how many years past his presidency, because the next president will put up new nominees, right, Kurt?
That's the way I see it.
So again, the get nothing done Congress, what gets it done, Kurt?
Yeah, they perform as usual.
Uh-huh. But don't worry, the GOP is going to help you out. We'll tell you about it in seconds. They're going to add $1.6 billion to a budget. Details in seconds.
The outlook wasn't brilliant for the Mudville Nine that day. The score stood 4-2, one inning more to play. Then all 5,000 throats recoiled upon the flat for Casey. Mighty Casey was advancing to the bat. Close by the sturdy batsman, the ball unheeded sped.
"That ain't my style,"
said Casey.
"Right what?"
the umpire said. She signaled to the pitcher. Once more the spheroid flew.
"I think I'll just ignore it."
And the umpire said,
"Right two."
Now, something different than we read about in the poem. Casey thought of Mom and Dad and time she spent at home. She relaxed, she smiled, her confidence, it grew, and above the roar of the crowd, she heard her dad shout,
"Follow through!"
Somewhere, men are laughing and children having fun. And tonight, there's joy in Mudville, for Mighty Casey hit a home run.
Family, isn't it about time? From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
So while the Republicans should be abolishing the Homeland Security organization entirely as an unconstitutional rogue government agency. Remember, it was started under George Bush, right, Kurt? The Department of Homeland Security was created as a new department after 9/11 by the Republicans. Well, the Republicans ought to be killing that unconstitutional, belligerent, violation of privacy behemoth, but nevertheless, they're not. In fact, the House GOP adds $1.6 billion to the Department of Homeland Security budget to build Trump's border wall, Kurt. So not only have we stuck on stupid and we're going to keep DHS as unconstitutional as it gets, but now we're going to add $1.6 billion and fleece the taxpayers to so-called build this wall, Kurt.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Wow.
It's pretty impressive to see the way Washington's really careful with your tax dollars, Sam, and, they want to be careful, especially the House, you know, where all the spending starts. They're always watching for ways to save you money and get us out of debt. I mean, it's just...
See, I don't even want to build a wall, Kurt. I know Donald promised that, and he ought to do what he promised, but I'm not even supportive of building a wall in the first place. Not because I don't think that we ought to have some kind of restrictions on the border, but because I don't believe that a wall is the answer. There's better ways to get that done anyway. First off, you get rid of sanctuary cities. They're not even doing that, Kurt.
Yeah, there's a lot of opposition to Trump's call for that as well.
Well, you know, if you get rid of sanctuary cities, though, the best way you do it, you defund the cities and quit having the feds fund cities, which is, in my opinion, unconstitutional and unnecessary anyway. All we got to do is get rid of funding for that. But Donald's not even doing that. He's all talk, Kurt. There's nothing happening there. In fact, they're talking about sanctuary states now.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Cal-exit.
All right, but don't worry. The education department's in the news, Kurt. They did a new study.
Education department did a new study?
Yes, sir.
And?
It's all ahead of Betsy DeVos visiting with some education officials and such.
Very good.
And now the education department says 90% of sexual assault accusations are really the result of regret and drunk sex. The Daily Caller writes the piece.
Mm.
So let me get this straight. Barack pushed for this big old rape culture discussion on campuses across the country. Many people have been, you know, abused and belittled over this. And, you know, the rape culture is talked about and focused on, and money spent in the education department and all this stuff to deal with this. And now they finally admit, because of some FOIA requests and some research, that 90% of these cases of accusations of sexual assault turn out to be either regret or drunk sex. So, you know, drunk sex is, hey, you know what? I was too drunk and I didn't really want to do that, but, you know, we did. Now, we know that alcohol destroys your inhibitions in the first place or whatever, and inhibitions. Okay, but then the regret is, you know what? You slept with somebody and then you either get pregnant, you didn't want to be, or they break up with you, or they put revenge porn on the internet, or they do something, now you're angry, and so you then make this false allegation of sexual assault. 90% of the cases, they say, are regret and or drunk sex, Kurt. Do you have any answers for these people? And do you have any solutions
this,
Kurt?
I'll give them some suggestions. Number one, stay away from alcohol. It'll make sure that then you won't have any of that drunk sex. Alcohol and other, you know, drugs that you shouldn't take into your body, you know, and then, of course, participate in that activity only with your husband or wife to whom you're legally and lawfully married.
Now, by the way, if you do that, Kurt, if you're only involved in that procreative process with the one man, one woman marriages who you're legally and lawfully married to, you won't have regret sex, Kurt.
That's right, Sam. Good point.
And so then 90% of the problems can be solved, Kurt, by not drinking and by only being involved in that sacred opportunity under God's guidelines, Kurt. If you do that, 90% of the problem solved instantly. Now you may say, well,
imagine
Sam, that's
that.
Not realistic. You're kind of a, you know, you're kind of running around like a Peter Pan, you know, Pollyanna syndrome here. It's not real, Sam. And my response is, but we should still teach to the ideal and we should still focus on the solutions. Now, measuring up in the real might be a little more difficult than teaching to the ideal. I get it. But what if you fell short, Kurt, and you only solved 70% of the problem? Because people still make mistakes. People still
That's
have
better than
attractions.
What's going on now?
What if you only solved 60% of the problem, Kurt, or 40?
Yeah.
What if you came out and wrote a story that said, by teaching about God's laws governing sexual activity and by people refraining from alcohol and drug abuse, we've solved the problem by 40%, just say. Wow.
Well, it's a lot better than what they're going to solve in the current situation.
What they're
going to
do is pass out condoms and alcohol. And then if you have regret or drunk sex, they're going to send you to a shrink. And the shrink's going to say stuff like, well, you were oppressed by your dad, so now you're acting out against your dad and doing the wild thing with some guy, and, you know, that's all that happened. You're not really responsible. And they'll lie and then, you know, try to disconnect sin from agency, Kurt. And they'll deceive people under Satan's lie and go down that rabbit hole. The truth is God's laws matter. The truth is we are accountable for our actions. And the truth is if you look to God for solutions and you feel responsible to your Father in heaven for the choices you make, then I believe it would significantly improve the situation. But again, the education department, what are they doing to really promote liberty, Kurt? Are they going to get rid of the education department they promised to get rid of? They're not even
talking
about it.
I hope so, but I haven't heard much about that lately.
You know? I haven't even heard that Betsy or Donald were going to shut it down.
Yep. That'd be a good
now, it looks like Bay Area Rapid Transit, also nicknamed as BART in the Bay Area, California, you know, San Francisco, Oakland, etc., says showing
that
crime videos would be racist, Kurt. You want to know why?
Because there are some black guys in the crime.
Most of the time it's, what do they call it, Kurt?
Black on black.
No, crime. It's not just black. It's Mexican. It's anybody who's not white. What do they call that?
That would be colored crime.
No, Kurt, you're too racist. They term it minority cultures.
Oh, sorry about that.
See? Yeah. Minority cultures would be unfairly represented in the videos, Kurt.
Yeah. Surprise.
Therefore, it's racist to even show those things. They're not going to do it. They're not going to participate in your racist game, Kurt.
I'll make a note.
Yeah? That's crazy.
Yep.
All right. Well, this is sad news, but a judge just sealed documents, Kurt. U.S. Judge orders documents sealed in case against FBI agent. You remember how they murdered Lavoie Finicum, Kurt? And then the FBI agent lied and said he didn't fire any bullets, and it turned out that he did, and he got caught lying.
So this is that transparency thing working?
Yeah. Now, where's the Donald? All right, so the bottom line is this FBI agent lied and got caught lying, but the judge now has ordered the documents sealed because they don't want any other police officers to get identified, Kurt.
Huh.
In other words, what they don't want is they don't want the lies to be documented and spread, Kurt. They want to contain this thing, you do is you just force all documents to be secret.
Yeah, I mean, that's how you do that transparency, openness, and government kind of thing.
Who's going to hold them accountable, Kurt? The FBI, this rogue government criminalized agency weaponized against the American people, is just going to simply seal all the documents with the judge.
Well, yeah, and if you want, you can get the Freedom of Information Act request. And, of course, when you get it, you'll have a whole bunch of stuff that's marked out with a black marker, you know. I mean, but that's how they give you your information. I mean, this is openness and transparency in government, Sam.
Yeah, it's like redaction mania. Yeah.
Good point.
But anyway, so that's tragic. U.S. judge orders that you got a couple of judges and a couple of leaders in certain places. You know, they act like healthcare all hinges on Mitch McConnell, Kurt. They act like this whole thing about sealing these documents hinges on a single judge. They're deceived, folks.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, Kurt, do you have all your fingers and toes? I just want to know if you have all of them.
I've got mine, yeah.
Okay, so then this probably wasn't you.
No. Right? But some guy... You know, he decided he was kind of ticked off at the IRS, and he decided that he, you know, thought he could teach him a lesson. I don't get the way he was going to do it, but the headline reads, Washington man mailed fake bomb, severed finger to IRS, authorities say. Olympia, Washington, this guy, 68 years old, he was charged with mailing a threat to injure after IRS workers opened a package, had a pipe and et cetera in there, and one of his fingers. Boy, man, if he keeps that up, he'll just send him all his fingers, huh?
Liberty Roundtable Live.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With Liberty News this hour, I'm Dennis Daly. The U.S. Senate will stay in session two more weeks to develop a health care bill, but it'll have to have the support of 50 senators. A group of 80 conservatives has created a wish list of items to be included. Conservatives want more consumer choice, flexibility for Medicaid, free market principles in the health care market, and control the long-term spending of Medicaid. Conservatives are also interested in the amendment that gives health care companies the ability to offer non-compliant plans. Representative Ron DeSantis, the chairman of the House National Security Subcommittee, is urging the Department of Justice to investigate James Comey's leak of classified information. Comey said he leaked the memos in order to initiate the appointment of a special counsel to investigate the president. quoting, "If he did violate any laws, he needs to be held accountable. If you're violating laws in service of doing political warfare, that's just absolutely unacceptable, particularly for someone who held such a high position in the government." Those are the words of Representative DeSantis, who seems to be killing the messenger. You're listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com.
For commentary and insights on a troubled world delivered to your inbox weekly, think Joel Skousen's weekly Internet News Analysis Service. Subscribe today to this one-of-a-kind news source, WorldAffairsBrief.com.
10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
Who taught you skip stones?
My dad.
Family. Isn't it about time?
He must be good.
Yeah, my mom taught him.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
With Liberty News, I'm Dennis Daly.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. I guess this man severed his finger and then sent it into the IRS with a, what, fake bomb, Kurt? What's the whole purpose of all
this? Yeah.
Just whacked out folks running around?
You know, it just seems like it's a crazy story if you ask me, but, you know, I guess he's figuring he's going to teach those guys a lesson, cutting off part of, you know, part of his body and
sending
it in.
Yeah, that ought to really teach him.
But I'm thinking if he keeps that up, at least it's one way he can, you know, skinny down.
Well, cutting off your fingers, nothing. Right by my dad's grave is a grave that says cause of death IRS. So this guy's doing fine with just losing a finger.
Yeah.
Now, the other question is, do you think the mainstream press peddles this to make the fear factor go up about filing taxes?
You know, it would, at least I think they like a story like this because they want to say, look, anybody who, you know, disagrees with this whole wonderful plan we got, hey, they're like this guy.
Yeah, Kurt, you know? The poor IRS is under attack from this wacko. I mean, you got to pretty start defending the IRS pretty soon from these crazy bombers.
Help those guys out.
I mean, you know, the poor IRS, Kurt, they're just getting beat up.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right, there's a question out there. Why is the GOP led Arizona stonewalling Trump's voter fraud commission, Kurt?
Well, yeah. Now, you've heard, Sam, about this whole, deal where Trump said, hey, look, there's a bunch of illegal votes. We don't have, voting the way we should in America. And I think he even tweeted that, hey, not only did I win the electoral, I would have won the, what's that other kind of vote? Anyway, the total vote if we didn't have these illegal votes. Well, this story from what's called LifeZette.com has this headline, why is GOP-led Arizona, so in other words, Arizona that's for the Republicans typically, stonewalling Trump's voter fraud commission. And they talk about one county. Yeah, they talk about Apache County. And by the way, in Arizona, that's where I grew up. And they say that in this county, according to the Census Bureau, they have 52,056 adults, you know, that basically are living there. The county's election office, by the way, reports that they have 52,831 voters, which would be 101.5% of the population. Well, you know, almost sounds like Chicago and stuff. But they say on their website that they're intent on signing up new voters. This author says, it's unclear who else might be signed up to vote, given that they have 775 more people age 18 and over on the rolls than live in the county, according to the, you know, when you look at the numbers on the census. They say the situation is a serious red flag, according to election integrity watchdogs. They said usually between, you're going to get maybe 70 to 90% of the voters, you know, or of people that could vote to sign up. And that would mean about 15,000 fewer than they have in that county there, Apache County, Arizona.
Well, this is kind of a throwback, a memory from Obama. Listen up.
Many of the millennials, dreamers, undocumented citizens, and I call them citizens because they contribute to this country, are fearful of voting. So if I vote, will immigration know where I live? Will they come for my family and deport us?
Not true. Okay. And the reason is, first of all, when you vote, you are a citizen yourself, and there is not a situation where the voting rolls somehow are transferred over and people start investigating, etc. The sanctity of the vote is strictly confidential.
There you have it. So this lady says you're a citizen if you contribute to the country, and Barack says if you vote, you're a citizen. So, Kurt, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, Sam. Okay. Well, anyway.
They're not going to have this debate. They're just telling you that everybody's a citizen. They're telling you that, you know what, Donald's nuts. Okay? All these states are going to stonewall the voting records because, Kurt, what happens if you expose a big old vote fraud scenario?
Yeah, good point. They say Arizona has 3.6 million registered voters. That includes 1.2 million Republicans, 1.1 million Democrats, and 1.2 million others. People who belong to minor parties or have no party affiliation. Anyway.
What happens if they uncover and find out Donald's right, he won the popular vote, and there's vote fraud rampant, Kurt? Then what?
Well, maybe it would lead to some cleaning up of the whole voting.
How, Kurt? By who? Who's going to clean that up?
Like I say, maybe it would, you know.
But who would do it? Who would clean it up?
Well,
the states
the
that are fighting
people
for,
would be
Trump?
The only ones that would really do it.
And how are we going
to
clean it
clean up? They'd have to clean up their individual cities and towns and counties, you know, one place at a time. There's 14 states, by the way, that are refusing to share their voter rolls. Some of them include California, Kentucky, Maryland, Massachusetts, Mississippi, New York, and Virginia. So, you know, they're getting to the bottom of this whole voting irregularity thing.
Yes, they are.
And by the way, the states, states really enjoy having this stuff because they make big bucks on what they call voter data, and they call it profit centers. Arizona and Alabama, according to what one official told this publication, LifeZet, they said Arizona and Alabama in particular see their voter data as profit centers. And, yeah, well, you know,
there you have
it. It's all about getting more money.
Yep. What does the last line of the story say, Kurt?
If this goes to a court case, they're going to lose so fast, they're not even going to make it to the courthouse, says Churchwell, saying case law makes it very clear that voter data is public information that cannot legally be withheld.
So, you know, all these states, so now what you're going to have is you're going to have the states go and deny this information. Then Donald might, or the commission or whatever, might sue. Now you got the federal government winning a lawsuit against the states over information, Kurt.
Do you see that happening?
No.
Good point.
But if it did, it would be a bad precedent anyway. Because really, is the debate...
I think the states created the federal government.
That's right. So is the debate about the information, Kurt, and about the law says this information is publicly available, or is there a debate about we shouldn't even be gathering this information in the first place? You see, as long as we're stuck on stupid and we don't debate the real issue, it's hard to say who should win. Should the states win and create this privacy or whatever you want to say, this denying of the data to the federal government? Or should the federal government be able to sue and say this is public information according to the laws? Who should win there? And in both cases, the people lose, Kurt. Vote fraud continues. The only way to shut it down is to have the government not collect all this information in the first place.
Great point, Sam. But then they wouldn't have stuff to sell. They need to make money. I mean, you know.
Okay, one of the big keys about privacy is the Social Security numbers associated with this data. The states are saying, well, we can't give you Social Security numbers. That's private. Kurt, if you don't have a Social Security system, you don't need a Social Security number.
That's right.
So now the feds are going to win to make this public information public against the states, or the states are going to keep it private. In either case, I lose. We either deepen the doctrine that the federal government can create a Social Security system, and we got to keep my information private, or we got to make that information public. Either way, though, we don't debate the fact that they shouldn't have Social Security numbers at all. So you ask, why is the GOP-led Arizona stonewalling? Because there's plenty of bucks. And they don't want to admit there's vote fraud. That's why. All right, everybody's getting biblical, Kurt. Is that good news?
Well, I thought it was an interesting story, Sam. You know, with the Judge Roy Moore thing, you know, they've got a lot of, I guess you could say, biblical stuff going on down there in Alabama. And in this case, you've got several other guys who want to be, you know, talked about a lot. And so they're suggesting that if they were senators, they would go ahead and basically read the King James Version on the Senate floor. You know, there's a lot of that going on. What do you think of it?
Well, I think the leadership of one man has created this. Again, this is an example where one person can make a lot of difference. And where we stand up and do nothing and think we've been defeated, we are. But when good, honest people stand up, we see a sea change. So Roy Moore may or may not win. He's taking the lead for Senate in Alabama now, and I think that's wonderful news, and I hope he wins. But they're going to bring out the big money, the big guns to try to shut down Roy Moore. But the fact is undebatable that everyone now wants to talk about the Bible because Judge Roy Moore set the standard. It's kind of like how Ron Paul was up at the debate stage forcing discussions about the Federal Reserve. Now people are all wanting to be biblical because Roy Moore's setting the standard.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's LibertyNewsRadio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live. Suddenly everybody gets biblical. Now, Kurt, you asked what I thought of that. And I guess it depends on what we're talking about. Let me give you the example that I would personally use. If we're going to say, is it good they're talking about the Bible compared to not talking about the Bible? Absolutely. You bet. I think it's great news. The next question is, do I think a lot of these people that are doing this are genuine about their Bible promotion? No, I don't. However, I think as a whole, the more we discuss the Bible, the better off we are, Kurt. And even if a few people aren't genuine in the discussion, I think one man, Roy Moore, who is very biblical by nature, very willing to stand up for the Ten Commandments and biblical principles and God's law regarding marriage and more, him running for Senate is setting the standard for discussions, and the talking points are unavoidable with him on the stage. And I think that's great news. It's like when Rand Paul was on the debate stage, hey, you couldn't not talk about the Federal Reserve. Ron Paul, yeah. You couldn't not talk about the Federal Reserve. You couldn't not talk about getting rid of government agencies because that's what Ron Paul was going to do. He was going to audit and end the Fed. He was going to get rid of government agencies. Well, the same thing's true here. You know what? Roy Moore is going to support the biblical reality. And good for him. And when he's on the stage, you cannot avoid these discussions. It's kind of like having Sam Bushman around and not discussing the new media taking center stage. Or Sam Bushman discussing he who owns the media makes the rules. Okay? It's like having Kurt Crosby around and not discussing that, look, they're calling good evil and evil good. See? When we're around, certain things happen that are good. So do I think the discussions on the Bible are good? Absolutely. Do I think one man, Roy Moore, is making an incredible difference? Yes, I do. On so many fronts, it's shocking. But do I think a lot of these people are genuine when they bring up the Bible? No, I don't, Kurt. I think they're just forced to... Well, Roy Moore's taking back the narrative, Kurt.
That's a great point.
About the Bible, and I say good on him for it.
One of the guys running for the Senate seat down there, you know, he's behind Judge Roy Moore. This guy's name is Mo Brooks, and he did a new ad called Build the Wall. And his ad features Donald Trump telling Americans when Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best. After the Trump clip, Brooks pledges that if elected, he'll fight for the border wall funding, even if it means shutting down the government. President Trump promised a wall to keep us safe and to protect American jobs for American workers, but even some establishment Republicans are blocking the way, he says. Elect me to the Senate, and I'll fight every spending bill that doesn't fund that wall, and if I have to filibuster on the Senate floor, I'll even read the King James Bible until the wall is funded. And you know what? Washington could benefit from that. Anyway, so
boy, howdy, do I agree with that? So do I think it's good we're talking about the Bible? Absolutely.
Yeah, but I guess, by the way, Brooks, this guy, has been endorsed by some big names. They say radio hosts Laura Ingraham and Mark Levine have endorsed him, Fox News host Sean Hannity, and House Freedom Caucus Chairman Mark Meadows have endorsed Brooks. I'm just trying to figure out why in the world they would do that when you got Judge Roy Moore. It doesn't make sense to me, you know. Judge Roy Moore is the guy. And by the way, according to the
political... Well, if Mel Brooks is such a supporter of Roy Moore, then why is Mel running?
Yeah, good point. No, Mo isn't a supporter, but these radio hosts have now come out and endorsed Brooks instead of Roy Moore. But anyway, the other guy that's running is a guy named Strange, and it's kind of a strange race, you know. He's the guy, Luther Strange. They stuck him in to finish out the term for Sessions. So that's why they call him an incumbent.
All right, a couple of other stories before the end of the hour.
Yeah.
You've heard of Drain the Swamp before.
Yeah.
But now they've added a new word to this context, Kurt.
What's that?
Well,
I'm trying to remember what the big word. Oh, word of the day you're talking about? Or the, let's see. There's
Drain
a number of
the
words.
Scandal Swamp.
Oh, okay, good.
Fox News, guy's name is what, Eric Bolling?
Oh, yeah, Bolling.
Or
that's
Bolling
right.
Or whatever.
He's got a new book. He's got
Secrets
a new book out
on
about
DC
it.
Released.
Yeah,
Greg
good point.
Carambos has the article, Kurt.
Yeah, and, you know, the guy was, this Fox News guy was a big Trump supporter. I think he still is, but he's got a book to sell. And, you know, he says that if Trump stays on his game, he'll get the thing done. So that's kind of interesting.
Do you agree with that? Do you believe that?
Well, I sure hope so.
You want to know why I don't believe it, Kurt?
Yeah.
Trump's been involved in scandals his whole life. When was Trump not involved in some kind of a scandal, Kurt?
Good question.
So, you know, if you expect Trump, who's been the scandal king his whole life, to not be involved in scandals, number one, and then number two, stop the scandals around him, good luck with that, Kurt. It's not reality, my friend. Somehow, when it comes to Trump, we just are deceiving ourselves about who he really is. It's like you think the rattlesnake's not going to bite you if you pick it up. It's just not. It's a good snake. Good luck. All right. Donald's not draining the swamp. Now, if he was starting to surround himself with people like Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby and James Edwards and, you know, guys like that, then I might believe that there might be some draining the swamp taking place.
Yep.
But there's more scandals, not less, Kurt.
Yeah, that's right. It seems like it.
For example, if Donald really wanted to stop draining the, or if he really wanted to get rid of the scandals in the swamp and he wanted to get rid of the insiders and really see a new day, he could start with this judge in Texas that's in hot water, Kurt. Alicia Powell writes the article.
That's a great point. You know, there's certainly this judge, they say, has been you know, accused of doing, well, I mean, she admitted to it. I guess Politico reported that this judge right now they've helped pulled her out of there, but she was, you know, doing drugs and different things like that. It's amazing to see, you know, some of the different stuff that's happening. And this is in Texas. I was shocked when I read this story.
She was even sexting the bailiff, Kurt.
Yeah. I just don't understand it. That doesn't make any sense to me.
What doesn't make sense to you? You get someone hooked on drugs and sex, and then they, you know, power corrupts, absolutely, and look what you got. But what do you do about that, Kurt? The answer is you impeach a judge like that, and you set a standard for solutions. But where's the Donald right now? You want to know where he is?
I don't see much action on this.
You want to know where Donald is, Kurt?
He's going to
headed
France,
to France,
I think you said. Yeah. This judge in particular, her name is Judge Green. She's down in Washington County in Texas. You know, tells some crazy sordid stories of different things that this judge been involved in, like getting the drugs from the people that come in, you know, in her courtroom and different stuff like that. But she has at least been suspended until they've got a civil trial to determine whether to remove her. Probably with pay, it doesn't say. Going to figure out whether to remove her from office permanently or to dismiss her case. But anyway, that's...
Maybe you ought to introduce her to Bill Clinton.
Oh, good point. Maybe she'd be fit in Arkansas.
I'm just saying, crazy stuff going on. That judge is out of control. But again, I don't see anybody talking about impeaching this lady. Why do we got to just do a trial and all that stuff? Why not just impeach her and say, look, you've already admitted to it. We don't need a trial. We don't need to waste the taxpayers' dollars. We just need to impeach you. You have no business being a judge or an attorney.
Yep, I guess she had kind of a code word that when she wanted drugs, she would text that she wanted nuts and bolts, and that meant something called Tussonics. I guess that's a prescription cough medicine. If she asked for cookie dough, she meant cocaine. If she wanted Skittles, that meant ecstasy. So, you know, I mean, they're using code words in court. By the way, following these accusations, the Texas Commission on Judicial Conduct, which has been investigating this judge for 4 years, recommended in a, get this part, 316-page formal complaint that she be suspended. Why would it take so many pages, Sam? But anyway, that's
because they're not going to get rid of her. They're going to give her a slap on the hand. She's going to be good to go.
Wow.
All right, last story of the hour. Chris Christie had a big old scandal with the bridge blockage at one point. Then another scandal where he was on the beach with his private residence hanging out while the public was denied access to the beach because of a shutdown. Now Chris Christie gets what, on sports radio, Kurt?
Yeah, do you think he's, at least they say he's auditioning for a role on a sports talks, you know, show? What I want to know is... do you think he'll really get that gig? Or I mean, I kind of figured he'd move up in government, you know, but anyway.
Well, Donald didn't promote Chris, so I don't know what's going to happen there. But I know this, the revolving door is live and well, and if he needs a gig outside of government, he'll get one, buddy. Trust you me.
Yeah, I guess he had a stunt on there, according to Philly.com, where he was, you know, swearing at some caller, and they say that's just exactly what you want. You know, they say he likes sports, he likes to talk, he's obviously very comfortable behind the microphone.
Yeah.
He's already got a brand, and so he's ahead of the game from that
they
standpoint.
They say the argument on air was kind of like two drunk men in a bar arguing about stuff, Kurt.
Yeah, and people just love listening to that.
Yeah, they do. They dig it, Kurt.
I'm not one of those guys, but anyway.
Amen to that. But all I'm telling you is, look, we couldn't get that radio station to carry our show that's glad to carry Chris Christie.
Good boy.
So, you know, in fact, we probably can't even find $5 to pay our next bill. Chris Christie's like a millionaire, probably bordering on a billionaire. And as soon as he gets out of politics, the revolving door will launch him into big, rich status. Doesn't matter if he's a talk show host or a sports guy or a public speaker or a government lobbyist or a work for this or that government. Who knows where he'll end up? But no doubt about it, Christie's getting richer and we're getting more broke by the day. There you have it. 2 hours in the can. Hard-hitting talk radio at your fingertips. We shall never give up, ladies and gentlemen. We could use your funding in every way. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com, LibertyNewsDaily.com. Please get involved, would you please? I'm going to say please multiple times if that's what it takes. We need your financial support. For Sam and Kurt, we declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America. Will you help? This nation shall endure.